أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال هذا صراط علي مستقيم. إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان إلا من اتبعك من الغابين. وإن جهنم لموعدهم أجمعين. لها سبعة أبواب لكل باب منهم جزء مقسوم. These are from ayat 41 to 44 of Surah Al-Hijr. In the previous ayat, Shaitan, instead of making tawbah to Allah and repenting for his disobedience of not making sajda, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for respite. And the reason that he wanted the respite was take revenge on humankind, on mankind, by also leading them astray. Allah Ta'ala continues, and Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the way to me. This is the straight path that leads to me. In other words, now man has got two definite paths. One is the path that leads towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or alternatively the path that a person will follow will be that of shaitan. One is the path of righteousness, the path of everlasting success and salvation, and one is the path of everlasting destruction. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Certainly my ibad, my slaves, my servants, you will not have any power, any authority over them. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Except that person that follows you from amongst those who will be deviated. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear that shaitan will not be able to influence those close servants of Allah, those slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah ta'ala has appointed, for example, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and those who follow the path of righteousness. There is one important factor here. إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ has been mentioned in the Qur'an Sharif at the time of the battle of Uhud, that when some sahaba had come down the mountain pass and they had left the position that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded them to be at. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that shaitan had caused them to deviate. So the very important aspect is that if a person is influenced by shaitan, he doesn't remain in that condition. If he committed the wrong, he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those who are influenced by shaitan, the waswasa of shaitan, the whispering of shaitan, and then thereafter they continue never to make tawbah like what shaitan had done. So there may be slips, there may be errors, there may be the influence of shaitan, but immediately there is a realization, or after a while there is a realization, and that person makes tawbah and turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And certainly Jahannam, that is hell, لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, is the promised abode of all of them. All who follow shaitan and continue following shaitan without any tawbah whatsoever. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. For Jahannam there are seven doors. Now these seven doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described Jahannam in different ways in the Quran. That is why we find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that these seven doors of Jahannam, their names were, one door is Jahannam itself, like how Jahannam is the name for hell, there is a door that is also named Jahannam. Then there is one door that is known as Sa'ir. Sa'ir means a blazing fire. Then there is one door that is known as Ladha. Ladha means flame. There is one door that is known as Hutama. Hutama actually means a fire that crushes. And then there is one door that is known as Saqar. Saqar actually refers to something that blazes. Then one is Jahim, that is blazing but it also melts. And one is Hawiya, something that is so deep that has no bottom whatsoever. Then we find some ulama saying that these seven doors of Jahannam has been assigned to certain groups of people. One group, Allah Ta'ala save us all, are those believers that left this world, but they had committed sins and they did not make tawbah. Then they will go into this one door. Then the other door will be for the Yahud. The third door for the Munafiqeen. The fourth door for the Sabi'een, for those people that worship the stars or they worship the Malaika. And then there is a door for those people that had brought about in their lives deen and then they left deen. In other words, they became murtaddeen and they left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, each door has been assigned to the different groupings of people. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. And each door has been divided and each door is a place for a particular group of people that will enter from these places. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has divided mankind into two groups. One that follows the commandments of Allah. If there's any slips, there is any error, one should make tawbah and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one group that follows shaitan, never making tawbah and continuing on the path of shaitan. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.